The new law gives the state school superintendent the power to immediately halt a school's participation in the voucher program if there's an imminent threat to the health and safety of students. A school can also be blocked from taking part in vouchers if the school fails to meet minimum academic standards. Also, voucher checks can be halted if the school doesn't file accurate financial reports on time. The bill comes after the shutdown of one voucher school and controversy at a second one. State Representative Josh Zepnik co-sponsored the bill. The Milwaukee Democrat says the measure won't fix all problems at voucher schools, but he hopes a message gets out.
This sort of sends a message out to taxpayers and citizens, hey, you know, we're going to catch these mistakes and we're going to fix them. And we need to do more of that.
Governor Doyle says the vast majority of voucher schools offer a high-quality education. But that won't stop Doyle from vetoing another accountability bill that would permit the schools to refuse to hire certain felons.
It has some good measures that I wish we could get some good bipartisan support on. I think the background checks that as we do for public school teachers and employees is a good thing to do. But I don't think that somebody who was convicted 20 years ago of cashing a bad check should be prohibited from employment.
Doyle has also signed a bill that would help some suburban kids remain in a Milwaukee voucher school that's changing to a charter school this fall. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.